Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I chat about barbecue, a bunch of anniversaries, new beers headed to cans, lots of great launch events happening. So crack open a beer and enjoy this episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork pop out, boop, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I am Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And welcome back for anyone that's been listening to us for a long time, and welcome to all the new listeners. We are drinking beer, talking about beer, getting excited about beer. Every week, we do it. That's, you know, it's not our jobs because we don't get paid for it. We do it for the love.
I'm pretty damn excited, Brad.
Yeah. And you know what? Every week, we're drinking new beer, and this week is no exception. We got some spiteful Gold Coast problems.
Yeah, so this is their wit beer, man. Checking in at 5.2%. Now, you can get the spiteful beer in bombers or in cans. I think this came in 4-pack cans, right?
Yeah, it came in 4-pack cans.
Yeah, and they got the really odd kind of like Beavis and Butthead-ish like drawings on like a lot of their cans.
Right, so it looks like high school notebook-y kind of style.
Yeah, right? So this is kind of like Gold Coast Problems is all about, you know, like just having it's almost like a comic. And they're saying things that, you know, people who live on the Gold Coast presumably say.
Right.
I don't have any friends on the Gold Coast. Can't confirm or deny this is how they talk. But I'm guessing this is how they talk.
Right. But this is not the beer they drink because, you know, they're probably just drinking
Amstel Light.
Amstel Light. Maybe champagne.
Yeah. They're probably drinking champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever floats your yacht.
This is pretty solid. They do the blank cans with the little stickers on them.
Yeah.
So that's how they get around without having to buy like a whole bunch of cans. They can do more one-off beers, different kind of styles. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever had a spiteful can, I think. Did they stop doing the bombers? Or do they still do bombers?
I don't see them as much.
Okay.
You know, last thing I saw from them was their the Russian Imperial Stout and bombers. The Malevolence, am I saying that right?
Okay.
Yeah. I like this. It's got the you know, it's kind of a little bit of honey flavor. You can, like, that perfumey coriander. You can smell that. A little peppery, citrusy.
Yeah.
A little tart.
That's solid. And since it's finally summer in Chicago,
it's
kind of nice for it. But I don't pick up spiteful beer very often. I don't know why. There's a lot of people that, like, love their beer, love their concept and everything about them. There's just for some reason I just skip over them, like, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll definitely gravitate towards their cans before I get the bombers, or just bombers in general now that I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
But I'll pick up some of their IPAs or pale ales.
Okay.
Especially if I go to go see Yellowbird at his store in South Loop.
Okay.
That's probably the first thing I'll get is something some spiteful.
Now, I usually try them at festivals because I'm not picking up their stuff, and I'm always impressed with them, and, you know, they're always there pouring their own beers, and and they're definitely friends with all those that, like, homebrew club, that, like, guys that started as homebrewers, you know, the Pipeworks and 18th Street and
even the guys like you know, like Corazon, where they were like this homebrew collective, and then they went off to start their own breweries, like Rude Hippo. Ian, he was in the Corazon crew, and the head brewer at Dry Hop, Adrian, he was in Corazon crew. But to your point, they started in that underground brewing scene, those Juan Chem events where all the home brewers are come and compete, and they had like their logo and their beer names and like their whole personality all ready to go, recipes ready to go.
Yeah.
They just weren't at production level yet.
Yeah. So they were in that, like, the new wave of Chicago breweries kind of.
Yeah. Often wonder, like, what other towns are like with regards to, like, underground brewing. Because there was a homebrew contest here where, like, the homebrew competition happened and the winner brewed their beer with Stone and Two Brothers.
Yeah, that's, you know, right.
I wonder how often that kind of stuff's happened in other cities.
I don't know. And I wonder what's happening in the new underground brewing scene,
now that all these guys are kind of graduated to pro.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on in the underground now?
don't know. No. Is there as much of the underground anymore, right? Is everyone like, okay, now we're kind of go serious? Like, you don't start, like, casual anymore?
Yeah.
Just, like, go right in? I don't know. So much beer to drink. I can't drink the, like, beer I can't find, I guess.
Yeah.
But let's sip on these cans as we talk about this past week and, you know, what's coming up this week.
For sure, man.
So I only made it out to Emporium. I also stopped in at Bangers and Lace for a beer. No event going for me, just casual Chicago drinking, summer drinking, enjoying
nothing
my neighborhood.
Nothing wrong with a little B&L.
Yeah.
You know, I like Bangers. Yeah. Oh. Get your hot dog, get your beer. And they do a good job of, like, I don't think they get caught up in, like, the hype of having everyone's tap handle on display.
No, yeah.
Like, it's just, like, one style tap handle. It's the Bangers and Lace tap handle. It's basically, like, a little block of wood.
It's
like
a wooden nub.
Yeah, like a little wooden nub and maybe, like, a number.
Yeah.
And that's it. You're not getting all these labels.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But it's been so rainy, but then there's nice days and the patio's open there. So, you know, just stopped in and had one there.
For sure.
Yeah, how about you? We talked about this barbecue thing last
night.
Yeah,
man.
It sounded good. Did
you
make it?
It was a three-day fest right at the Chicago River, man, the Windy City Smokeout.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time I've been to this space, this was a space that it's like 560 West Chicago Ave, right? So this is, it's like Grand, like basically like Grand in the river.
Okay.
Oh, but anyway, like this is where the Cirque Soleil is. If the Cirque Soleil is in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or Beer Hoptacular was there once. So
right.
Beer Hoptacular partied in a circus tent once. Really weird lines of sight at that event, because it was a circus tent, but, like, you know, Haymarket's in the dark, and then, you know, Six Point has this huge bright-ass light on them. You know?
Okay.
It was in that space, but it was all outdoors. The tent was down, but it's just, like, this space by the river.
Huh.
And this thing was cracking. Like, there were so many people there. Two stages. It was country music, barbecue, and craft beer. So the beer was mostly local, but then all the food vendors were from all across the country.
Okay.
So you had Pappy's from St. Louis and the Salt Lick from Austin. You know, Bub City, which is from, like, Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, and then you had some Chicago folks. So this was a good party, man. This was a really good party, actually.
Favorite barbecue?
I went Salt Lick.
Okay.
My friend went Pappy's. Pappy's, they smoked the whole pig, and then they threw the Pappy's hat on him.
Okay.
And just didn't let anybody touch him for like an hour. They just wanted you to come and admire
this pig.
This whole pig. And then, but they also had a cayenne cranberry smoked chicken, which was really lights out.
Okay.
That was really good. So those are the two I remember.
The buddy that he went, he said the Dino Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, Dino
really
Barbecue.
Really good. He said their Bristick sandwich is fantastic.
Yeah. They had about 17 breweries there. Now, the weird part about this fest was that it's a three-day fest. They give you a three-day wristband. Mm-hmm. But on Saturday morning, they gave you an option to just buy an access to this craft beer party. So, like, the same vendors were there that were serving all weekend, except they were bringing some of their, like, you know, lesser-known kind of one-off stuff.
Oh, cool.
You know, but you only had an hour to drink it.
That's, like, nothing. That's... we've gone to many, like, VIP or pre-beer events, and, like,
yeah.
An hour is, like, you get your, like, setup, and, like, all right, I had, like, two, I said hi to a few people, I got
right.
The lay of the land, I know
right.
Where I need to go. So that's...
Yeah. So, I mean, so the concept is kind of familiar, but I'm wondering, because I missed on Saturday, I went Friday, I went Sunday, I'm wondering on Saturday if, like, you know, Backyard Rye or whatever it was, right, or, you know, CBS... From 11 to 12, did that stop? And then, like, the general admission just got, like, you know, all-day IPA? Or like,
right, yeah.
Like, what happened?
Or were they like, oh, we'll put the special stuff on until it goes. So if you happen to get there at 12,
yeah.
And normal thing, you're like, oh, bonus.
Yeah. So when I was there, the beer that stood out, a couple beers stood out. But, dude, this Ninja versus Unicorn from Pipeworks, the one that they got from the new facility?
Yeah.
It hops, man.
Really? Even better.
It's even better, man. It was so weird. I'm like... It was so clean and so fresh and so hoppy. It just, I don't know, man. It was just delicious. I don't, you know, it was really good.
Okay.
I was excited. I got excited about it. I'm still excited about it. that was the first beer to kick. So he had two kegs on Friday night. And he's like, yeah, dude, after this keg kicks, full kegs. After this keg kicks, we got to shut it down because we won't have any for the rest of the weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's nuts.
In a lineup of, like, you know, all the Goose products, you know, all Founders, you know, all these... All 20 breweries, the first brewery to kick on Friday was Pipeworks.
that always cool. surprises me, which is very awesome for them. It's just like, yeah, that's amazing that so many people know who they are and are going for yeah. their beers rather than going for, like you said, Goose Island or Founders and be like, oh, I know these beers. These are good. I want to keep drinking those.
Regional players.
Yeah.
You know? I got to see Jared from Moody Tongue. Jared was there. Mm-hmm. And the cool part about Jared is that he was like, everyone else was kind of volunteer staff. And you could overhear them responding to people that wanted beer. They would say, they'd be like, oh, well, which one should I have? Oh, what are you looking for? Are you looking for something light and refreshing? Or are you looking for something a little more hoppy? Like, they didn't really like go into detail about the beers at all.
They're just like reading the bullet points.
Exactly, yeah. And then at all that stuff, when I see Jared, I'm like, dude, look at you, man. You're out here like, you know, kissing hands and shaking babies, you know, you're pressing the flesh. What's going on? But he's from the South, you know, and he had a collab beer with Bub City on,
okay,
which I believe was a lager. So he had his Nectarine IPA and then he had his lager on.
Nice.
And that was pretty cool. So I think he did a collaboration with one of the with
so he wanted to make sure houses. He was there to talk about it and everything.
Yeah. So and that was pretty cool. And that was kind of unexpected because I didn't see him Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
This was great, man. I'm not really into country music, but this one dude, I forget his name. He was one of the headliners on Friday night. He's rocking his Chicago Blackhawks sweater, mm-hmm. and he's singing a song about, you know, Jesus and John Wayne and how they traveled to Chicago to be on the Oprah show. And, okay. and that was like the whole
That's
song.
That's the song?
That was okay. the song. It was oh. it was cool, you know. But yeah, that was a fun time.
So you saw a bunch of the bands, lots yeah. of beer.
And lots of barbecue.
Man.
And this place was packed. Lots of mini skirts. The mini skirt and cowgirl boot situation
yeah.
was winning. Like, it was the overarching theme of the day. It was fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was a good time.
And nice weather. It was a pretty solid weekend.
Yeah, and it was, like, sunny.
Yeah.
85 and sunny, like, all weekend.
That's awesome. That sounds delicious. I think I am going to have to go try a couple of these barbecue places that people were talking about here in Chicago. I haven't had barbecue in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too. Smoke and Lily Q, we know about those. Mm-hmm. But then in Chicago, like you said,
Dino barbecue or Dino sandwich.
Yeah, Dino.
Dino. I want a dinosaur sandwich, please. The pterodactyl egg on it.
Right. Yeah, it was nice. I didn't know that so many people like country music. And I didn't know that there were so. It was cool to see so many barbecue options in town at once.
Right. Yeah.
So that was good.
That's cool. Anything else you'd check out or make it to, or that was it? Because you did that twice.
Yeah, I did that twice. I went to Rudio Fest. I keep calling it Rudio. I think it's Spanish for noise, whatever that word is.
Okay.
Rudio or Rudio. Rudio. I don't know. Yeah.
Noise.
It was noise. It was the Noise Fest.
Noise Fest.
It was like Lollapalooza, but for like a Latin alt rock acts.
Okay.
Basically, Miller Coors was there. They had this truck for Red's Apple, mm-hmm. and Red's Apple had a taco truck there.
Red's Apple is kind of a cider, but it's brewed like a beer, right, or something like
That's what they're saying, you know. I want to get more about this because I'm like, so what is this? Is this a brand that you bought, kind of like Leinenkugel or kind of like Blue Moon? Like, what's going on here? Uh-huh. It's like, no, this is an in-house. Innovation project from us.
Okay.
And it's an actual beer. It's not a cider.
Right.
So I want to learn more about that because, you know, at this fest, we didn't really get in dive too deep. Okay. But I'm like, I don't know. It kind of tastes like a cider. So I'm still kind of confused here.
I don't
here.
Understand how this isn't a cider because it tastes a lot like a cider. Right. What's the difference then? You are blowing my mind, right? Like,
right.
are ciders not ciders?
I'm so confused.
Is like it because they're not using apples?
Maybe, yeah,
like,
right?
Is it like a...
Maybe it's a beer, but a beer implies that you put hops in it.
Right, so is there no hops?
I mean, this is like an overtly, cloyingly sweet fucking... This is a cider.
Right, but I was just wondering, are there actual apples in it? Is it like, you know, fake, or is it fake apples?
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're going to get mad at us.
Like, no, we have to go down there. We have to go down there and find out what's going on with this.
Show me your orchards. Open the door over there. And there better be apple orchards behind it. Right.
I brought this kit to test this liquid. And if it's not real apples, no. No, but he was saying like, hey, you know, we got this food truck because, you know, in South America and Latin America, you know, like ciders and food trucks are like a really popular thing. And this is a way to kind of replicate that without having like an overly like... What's the word? Like, you don't want to be specific to a certain culture with the beverage per se in name, but you do want to have it available for, you know, events like this. That's kind of what he was saying.
Yeah, but they made like the Horchata Blue Moon.
Horchata Blue Moon, which I like more than I like this Rez Apple Cider. They did have a strawberry one that I thought was pretty good.
Okay.
And then I had
Strawberry Blue Moon or
no strawberry strawberry
Horchata.
No.
Strawberry Apple Ale.
Yes.
See, so what? You can't have. Well, you can't have a cider and have strawberries in it, right?
And yeah, was it a strawberry apple ale?
I've never heard of a strawberry apple.
And it, you know, we had the flask, so, you know, it was just kind of, and some ice. So it was basically cocktails for us at that point. But it was an interesting conversation about how, you know, this is not a cider. This is an apple ale. So, so to be continued. I'd like to know more about that.
I'm sure we could probably get Lisa on to talk about this, right?
You know, they're right downtown.
Yeah.
We should go.
We should invite ourselves over to their office, have a little interview with her at the bar, do the podcast there.
The Fred and Adolf bar.
Yeah. Right?
That's what they're calling it up top. It's actually a pretty cool scene when you go up to the top.
All right.
Yeah. So
there we go. I think that's our next traveling episode.
I feel like we should do this next week. Because, you know, because we'll talk about it and not do it. I think we should just do it next week.
All right, Lisa, if you're listening, we're coming over. It's your house tomorrow, next week. To the bottom of this apple ale conspiracy that I've started.
Yeah, I mean, and you start it, and then, like, you know, there is some, you know, there's some reason. There's reason behind it, right? Because, you know, we, like the Not Your Father's Root Beer, you know, controversy from a couple weeks back where, you know, well, it's not really a controversy. Like, they're calling it a beer, and it's not a beer.
Yeah,
there's no controversy in that. But, you know, the impression is, for people who don't know, the impression is that this is an actual ale with spices. But it's not. It's a malt beverage in the way that, you know, a wine cooler is a malt beverage. Like, remember Bartles and James? Like, that's a malt beverage. Like,
okay.
It's in line with that more than it is like a forbidden root beer.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this is that, but I would like to know more is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Right on.
We're going to get to it. For the audience out there, for the listeners, for all of you. On it.
Right on, man.
Anything else, or was that your week?
I went to one more thing I want to mention, man. AMC Theaters, they have a they have a dine-in concept now, where like all the seats in the building are all like really big power recliners, and they have this food option, kind of like you know, a Brew and View, where, you know, you hit a little button and people will come out and bring you food, like, all movie long.
Okay.
Yeah, and they've got a revamped, like, a cocktail list with beer cocktails. Lagunitas IPA was there. I didn't understand why Two Brothers wasn't there. But this was a new concept. We went out to go check it out. And I was really the thing that excited me about it is because they promote, like, a lot of team-building exercises come out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example.
Where was it at?
This was at AMC Yorktown.
Okay.
Which is in the same mall that the Chicago Beer House is in. So this is in Oakbrook.
Okay.
Right, which is an outdoor mall, right?
Yeah.
But he said, hey, you know, we have teams of doctors that come out. And the doctors, they don't want to see a movie. They just want to broadcast, you know, some
surgery.
Some surgery.
What the?
in New York.
They want to see the Minion movie.
The Minions? What? Vin Diesel? The hell with that?
Surgery. Show me that heart.
I went to school with this guy. He's doing a surgery right now. Put that on. Right. But, you know, like, yeah, like, you know, if you're like if you're a graphic designer or if you're a brewery and, you know, you want to anything you want to watch on a screen with 78 people and you want to have it catered with the food that they have, you know, you can have that event at the movie theater, which I thought was pretty cool.
Ken should get on this for the Bourbon County documentary.
I think that would be epic. And that's why I'm bringing it up.
OK.
You know, so, yeah. So cheers to those guys, because I had a great time at AMC Dine-In.
Well, so have you ever gone to the Webster Theater over here? Webster.
Oh, by Pequod, right?
Yeah, by Pequod. So they have the big recliner seats now, and it's a ticket. So you buy that seat. You're not getting like a ticket to the movie. You're buying like, I want row 5, seat A.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, and it doesn't matter like what's playing, like.
Well, no, it would matter what's playing, but you would buy that seat, and no one can sit in that seat. So is this the same similar idea? But I guess it's smaller, so it's smaller like team things. This is like for movies, so I think people are liking the idea. Like, I don't have to try to find a seat, and I can't sit next to my friends, but I can.
Yeah, you can.
We bought these 4 seats, and we know they're together, so we don't have to worry about like, can you scoot over, please? Like, move over.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, buying a ticket to the movie theater now is all about, you know, getting, like, food that's freshly prepared right on site, you know, with a big glass window where you can see all the ingredients and all this jazz. And then when you buy your seat, you're not just buying a seat, you're buying a particular seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's neat. I guess it's a new way to think of movies, and I think it's probably a good idea, especially if there's beer involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they're probably losing, you know, market share maybe to places like not necessarily Brewer View, but like Hollywood theaters, where that's kind of the same concept.
Oh, okay.
Where, hey, like, we'll come bring you your dinner and pour you whatever you want, like, all movie long.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's just like a sign of the times, which is cool.
You know? Awesome. Well, that sounds like a pretty good week. I think I am on a mission this week to make it to an actual event. So I have something to tell everyone about and talk about. I'm the worst podcaster for this. You should probably fire me.
Well, I mean, you did bring in these Gold Coast problems from Spiteful, man. So you're already, I don't care what they say about you, Brad. You're all right with me, man.
All right. Well, should we jump into this week then and what we got on the calendar?
Let's dive right into it, man. Thursday, the 16th. Should we start there? We got anything?
Oh, I
earlier?
Got something on Wednesday.
Let's do it. What's going on Wednesday?
Buckle Down is launching some cans. We're drinking cans right now, and these Buckle Down cans are coming out. They have a launch party at Palmer Place in LaGrange. Yeah. So a little in the suburbs there, but you know, they're kind of in the suburbs, right? Or then they're like
one. Yeah, they're in Lyons.
Lyons. So
that's southwest, like 31st Street out there. Yeah.
And these cans look really nice. Like, I will buy these. Like, first off, Buckle Down's beer is great.
Yeah, their beer is really good. You can get their beer at United Center.
Yeah. Oh, you can?
Yeah, okay. They're on Words.
Nice. And, yeah. But these cans, I would buy these cans without ever trying the beer. That's how good they look. To me, it looks like they have the same artist that does some of the Dark Matter artwork.
Uh-huh.
I'm blanking on his name right now, but he has, like, the similar, like, hard black outlines and kind of, like, kind of strange characters too.
Yeah, it was cool that when at the Goose Sunday Funday for Chicago Craft Beer Week, they were one of the guest breweries there, and they were passing out these buttons of a guy in belt and suspenders with a little hat, and I had no idea what it was until we looked at the cans during the pre-show. Yeah. So yeah, belt and suspenders is in cans, which is the IPA,
and Painted Turtle.
Yeah,
they're pale ale, I believe. Yeah. This kicks off at 5:30. Yeah, at Palmer Place. I think it's a rooftop can launch too.
Rooftops.
So hanging out, drinking cans outside. That's how it should be done. Oh. That'll be Wednesday. So now, what do we got Thursday?
All right, so Thursday at Emporium.
Okay.
Ninja versus
Unicorn. I'm interested.
He's like, tell me more. The wait is over, man. Ninja versus Unicorn, Pipeworks flagship beer, is now also in cans.
Okay.
And the release party is going to be at Emporium. Logan, the second location.
Never mind.
Oh, he's like,
I'm out.
Absolutely not. Too far. Too far north. you get 4 tokens with each purchase of Ninja vs. Unicorn. The guys will be there. They're going to be giving away all kind of like cool Pipeworks swag.
So that's like $1 off your beer. You buy
Pretty
the beer,
much.
You get $1 back.
That's really smart advertising, right? Like, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is 8 p.m. start on Thursday, the 16th.
And this is the new Ninja vs. Unicorn, the one that's even more delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right on. What is there? There's 4 that they're starting with, I think. One of them is Close Encounter, which is the Hoppy Stout. Warbird, which is the Session Pale.
Yeah.
Ninja vs. Unicorn, and then there's one. Oh, the Red Ale.
Okay, I forget all their names because they have so many freaking beers.
They got a lot of beers, and they have some wild names for some of these beers. Oh, Blood of the Unicorn.
Okay.
Is the Red Ale.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. That should be a good time at Thursday at Emporium Logan.
Yeah.
Then this weekend, there's a lot of stuff. Kicking off on Friday and then going all weekend is Pitchfork Music Festival.
Man. So this has got to be like maybe 9-10 years running. Maybe even more.
Yeah. It started as the
It had a different
Intonation
name.
Festival.
There you go.
And then that got all messed up, and then it split off into 2, and then, yeah. But now we have the Pitchfork, and that's it.
Right here, like 2 blocks away, right on Union Park.
Yeah.
Beautiful Union Park.
And so I thought this was in August.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a little early this year for some reason. I feel like it was in August before, but it snuck up on me.
I think it just creeped up on you, Brad.
So we had Ken Hunnameter on, what, 3 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Drinking some No Collar.
I'm pretty sure we broke the No Collar story.
No one was talking about it?
No.
No one's giving us credit for it.
No one's giving us credit for it.
They don't know that we're like breaking news, breaking ground here on Chicago Beer Pass.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfiltered.
So that's Sarah. This is their first time. They do a collab every year.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it back, right? Like you said, it wasn't always Pitchfork. It had a different name in the beginning. And for the longest time, Heineken was the beer sponsor up until maybe 3 years ago. Right. So the first collab, every year they do 2 collabs, one with an artist and then one with the actual Pitchfork staff. The first year was Run the Jewels, which was
I think even before Goose Island was there.
Yeah.
And then AB came in and like kicked them out before they bought them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. So it was Goose, then Heineken. And then
AB got it
again. And then Goose got it back.
And then they were like, oh, OK. People were kind of like pissed.
Yeah.
That they didn't have anything. So they're like, all right, Goose, here you go. And then you'll also be able to get like Bud Light.
Yeah.
And probably Bud Light Lime and Rita's.
And all kinds of Rita's. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we had, they started these collaborations where they did Run the Jewels and.
The next one was Sharon Von Etten's beer.
Okay.
Which was SVE, which was a Kolsch. And now this year, Chance the Rapper, which is, I believe, is a Helles lager.
They always do 2 as well.
Yeah.
Last year was a Pilsner with the Pitchfork people.
Which was ended up becoming Blue Line, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, recommend it.
And then the second one, I'm forgetting who it is.
Oh, with the year that Run the Jewels came out?
No, this year, because there's No Collar and another one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
That might be the St. Genevieve.
Oh, the St. Genevieve?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that's a person. That's an artist.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes sense to me. Here's the full lineup. The coolest part about Pitchfork is that it's not the biggest summer fest, music fest in town. But it's probably the coolest because, you know, it duels as like a really awesome craft beer showcase for beers being made right here in Chicago for the most part.
Right. From Goose Island.
From Goose Island. Right. Asterisk from Goose Island.
Yeah.
All right. So you got 312. That would be 312 yellow and green for those keeping score.
You make them so mad calling it that.
They know I love them, man.
And 3-2-1, 3-1-2, Radler.
Oh, and the Radler.
And the Radler.
Yeah. The IPA, Blue Line, Sophie, the Ogden, St. Genevieve, the one we were talking about, which I believe has is kind of inspired by like a, what do you call that wine drink with the fruit in it? Sangria.
Sangria,
it's inspired by the Sangria. The Fulton Street Blend, which is the coffee beer, and the Muddy, which is their Imperial Sweet Stout.
Okay.
Yeah, on the Ogden. Sorry, the Ogden, which is a Belgian triple.
Right.
Named after a former Chicago mayor.
Not the street.
Yeah. The mayor, street. First he was a mayor, then he became a street, and now he's a beer.
Man.
Yeah.
Reincarnation.
There
right
you go.
There.
You live
if you didn't believe in it.
If you do it right, youngsters, you'll live forever.
Yeah. I think that No Collar is going to do well. Like, we killed that entire growler on our episode. Like, easy.
Like, it was nothing. It was a very drinkable beer.
Yeah.
I think when you can turn on a dime and do really good Kolsches and lagers and then bring the pain with stouts and innovation beers.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes them special, you know?
Because the Run the Jewels was a fantastic beer and one that I'd love to see come back.
I agree.
But this beer as well, No Collar, I think just works well for them and, you know, fits in with their whole lineup at the moment with the Radler and the Blue Line and, you know, kind of easier drinking beers.
If I got a Christmas gift and it was a variety pack and cans and it was every collaboration that they ever made, I wouldn't be mad at that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I wouldn't be mad at that
Goose
at all.
Goose Island marketing team right there. Innovation beer 12-pack. Boom. Man.
Why? We can leave now. Let's just turn the show off. We're done.
We get hired. do not think that Muddy is going to sell. But I guess there's people that just like dark beers. Like if it's hot, they don't care. They just like something malt, like milky and stouty. I don't know. Yeah. Some people like that.
Yeah.
Me, I want a clean, refreshing beer.
I'm with you. Yeah, you're going to see that Radler fly, Sophie, and this Chance the Rapper beer.
And the Blue Line.
And the Blue Line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right that'd be on. Fun. That's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday are sold out. You can still get tickets for Friday.
Okay.
But no one goes to Friday because they're usually working, and the artists are kind of to the opening acts.
Yeah, it really picks up. it goes up a notch Saturday and Sunday for sure.
So anything else happening Friday, or we got? There's another event happening Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, there's another event on Friday. There's the Grove Craft Beer and Wine Festival. So the Grove is up in Glenview, Illinois, which is North Milwaukee Avenue, right? Like super north, right? It's the Grove is a 143-acre nature preserve. Apparently, it's a national historic landmark.
Okay.
And they're doing a festival in this space. VIP is $55. General admission is $33. You're gonna have 75 beers and wine at this fest.
All right, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Then also Saturday and Sunday, small bar, the only small bar left in Chicago, Small Bar Logan, is celebrating their 13th anniversary.
Now, at one point, we had three small bars, if I'm not mistaken, right?
The small bar grew to a threesome. the last one to close was Small Bar Division, which is now Pub Royale. But Small Bar Logan was the first and last one standing.
Okay.
And this should be a pretty good time. You know, they have a fun little outdoor space. It's kind of like almost a neighborhood corner bar kind of vibe there. But always great beer on. Solid, like, bar food, too.
Yeah. It is one of those spaces I love where, like, you're walking down a residential block, and at the end of the block, there's this bar. But then you cross the street, and the residential block just continues. Uh-huh. Like, it's literally, like, just surrounded by, like, you know, residences.
Yeah, those bars are great.
Yeah.
So definitely, if you're a fan of small bar or ever been there, go over there this weekend and, you know, buy a beer and celebrate with them.
Very cool. Now, on Sunday, the 19th at 11 a.m., the Five Rabbit Guys are releasing their seasonal beer, Yodo Con Leche.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's going to be 11 a.m. start at the brewery out in Bedford Park. They're going to have DJs, and they're probably going to have food trucks as well.
And that's Sunday?
Yeah, that's Sunday.
Okay. We missed one on Saturday as well.
Okay.
Naperville Ale Fest.
Yeah, Naperville Ale Fest, man. This is the third annual. They got their own app this year.
Own app, okay.
Yeah.
Not appetizer.
No.
Naperville appetizer.
No, this is their mobile app.
The mobile app, okay.
Google Play, the
Corn Dogs on a Stick, that's a mobile app.
You can get your corn dogs in the app store as well for free. Yeah, this is the third annual fest. It's a $40 ticket. VIP is $80. It starts at 1 p.m. in the Napier Settle, basically right downtown Naperville.
Right. So you can take the train there, and it's like a 5-10 minute walk from the train.
Walk it. Get those steps in. Take that train out downtown.
That's not too bad.
You know, get those steps in. Go party. Come on back. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, check that out. This is 3 years. That's awesome. That's pretty good. I know people have enjoyed this festival, and it looks pretty packed every time I see photos.
People love it, man. Naperville, the Summer Fest expanded to the Naperville Winter Fest, and then that's what led to the New Year's Eve party and then the Chicago Ale Fest. So Lou Dog events, man. So they're doing big things. And this is their biggest event, I believe.
Nice. Anything else happening this weekend or this coming week? That's all I had on my list.
That's all I got too, man.
Well, we've added this beer news at the beginning of the year. We've been continuing it. There's always something happening.
True.
Brewing, drinking-wise, either in the city or, you know, in our culture. Anything you got?
Yeah, got a little bit of news this week. Not too much. Cheers to Atlas Brewing, man. They've got the brew pub, you know, right down the street from Delilah's in Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got they also have a production facility out in Pullman, which is like 99th and, like, you know, Cottage
Is it
Grove.
Open?
It's open, and they're producing cans. Their can launch is this week.
Oh, my gosh.
So cheers to those guys, man. They're doing the Farmhouse Ale, the Freight Handler Milk Stout, and the Rookery Rye IPA, all in cans this week.
Okay.
I ran into Nick Barron. Nick Barron is a former brewmaster at Goose Island Clybourne, the pub. So he was a pub brewmaster. So I guess he was a brewmaster over at Wrigley and Clybourne.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he left town because his wife took a job out of town. So, but he was in town for her graduation, and he was talking about this brewery that he'd been working at and how he's going to move to Vermont and do some work with Long Trail Brewery. It's a brewery in Vermont that's been open for 25 years. They're in Bridgewater Corners, Vermont. And the cool thing I like about, well, Nick Barron was, he took over for Jared after Jared left Goose Island.
Yeah.
Jared's the brewmaster of Moody Tongue. And, you know, they've always been a breeding ground for brewers, right? The Goose Pub. And, But I think we were talking to Ken about this actually when he was here. He was like, you know, Nick was the guy that kind of really bridged the gap between like the brew pubs and the production facility. Because they kind of operate, even though they share a name, they ultimately operate as different companies. Yeah. And sometimes there's no overlap at all, you know. And but you know, Nick Barron would be the kind of guy, you know, he's from the South. He would say, hey, you know, listen, I got some beers. You guys should come over from Triumph. You guys should have a party here. We should have a party there. You know, he was really that kind of guy, you know. And I will tell you, I think he gave Fulton a run for their money with some of the stouts he was making.
Okay.
You know, I think that's the first time where you would go to like Phobab or Belgian Fest and you could really
Goose Clyburn was winning.
And Goose Clyburn was winning, right? So, so kudos to him, man. I saw him and I was excited to see him because
that's awesome.
He's a swell guy. Couple more things. Lake Effect Brewing.
Yeah.
They're doing a collaboration with Community Tavern, which is a bar up in Jefferson Park. They've got a Belgian quad with sweet cherries and lemon zest. That's going to come out next month.
Okay.
We talked about Buckle Down. Buckle Down has their 12-ounce cans coming in six packs. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And then one more bit of news. Duff Beer, the beer we know from The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's right.
Turned 25 years old. 21st Century Fox is licensing it. It's going to be officially sold in Chile. Apparently, okay. Chile is the part of the world where they're bootlegging Duff Beer the most.
Right. It's already there. You could buy it. You can also buy it in like some other South America, like
yeah,
and yeah, it's been basically illegal.
Right.
I think Fox is probably like, all right, fine, like you know, just start paying us for this now. Yeah. Like you could keep making it.
Exactly.
And so and go make it more, so then we can get paid more, kind of thing.
Yeah. And we talked about Corridor. Corridor is the new project from the Dry Hop Crew.
Oh, right.
And what I love about this project is that it's in a different neighborhood, and it's a different concept completely, and we're going to be doing completely different beers from Dry Hop.
Right. So Dry Hop is kind of like a, I don't want to say burger, but it's like New American and a lot of saisons and
their burger's badass. That's why you
said
and
hoppy
burger.
Stuff. Yeah. I think of their burger because I always get their burger. I go there so infrequently that's like, well, I know their burger's good. I'm just going to get their burger.
Yeah.
But Corridor is going to be a pizza joint?
Yeah, it's going to be a pizza joint, and they're going to have a completely different tap list, completely different concept for both beer and food. It's the expansion project from Dry Hop. Instead of just repeating the same model,
okay,
they're just going to go to another neighborhood and do something completely different.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's it for news.
Well, that's it for this episode. Goodbye.
See you, bye.
I'm sure everyone has turned it off. They don't want to hear out. Like, where can we find you at? But Nick, where can people get in touch with you?
You can find me in the Gold Coast on my yacht. No.
On your yacht. I actually in the middle of the street on your yacht because you can't afford a eating, space.
Eating sushi because that's what I do. No, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at Brad. You know, tweet me up. Make me come out and go to one of these events and have a beer with you.
Use all caps when you tweet Brad.
Yeah, all caps. Make sure I see it. Yeah, and Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. But you know what? We update the Facebook way more than we do the Twitter. So go over there, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're sharing events there. I try to share something like daily. I try to find a new event that we didn't talk about. Maybe it's
flowing, yeah. The Facebook page has action.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. Try to share them on Twitter as well, but you know sometimes those Facebook events don't, you know, translate as well to Twitter. So definitely us up there. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes. Go listen. Go subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. You know, your mom probably would like to listen too. You know, she's probably getting into beer, hearing a lot about it. So let her know about the podcast. And that'll do it for, I think this is episode 86. We're approaching 100.
Yeah, man.
That'd be good. Next week, Apple Ale. Cheers.
Cheers.